الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله كما هو أهل. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وخاتم النبيين أبي القاسم محمد الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. دعاء سرکار امام زمان سب ملکی بلند آواز سے. الہی عظم البلاء وبرح الخفا وانکشف الغطاء وانقطع الرجاء وزاقت الأرض ومنعت السماء وأنت المستعان وإليك المشتكى وعليك المعول في الشدة والرخاء. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. أولي الأمر الذين فرضت علينا طاعتهم وعرفتنا بذلك منزلتهم ففرج عنا بحق فرجا عاجلا قريبا كلمح البصر او اقرب بلند آواز. يا محمد يا علي يا علي يا علي يا علي اكفياني فإنكما كافيان وانصراني فإنكما ناصران. يا مولانا يا صاحب الزمان الغوث الغوث أدركني أدركني الساعة 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 العجل العجل العجل. يا أرحم الراحمين بحق محمد وآله الطاهرين. صلوات أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه المجيد: قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها. صلاة على محمد وآل محمد. Like every night, today also, I'd like to start the English speech with the fada'il of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi alayhi tahiyyatu wassalam. Last night we were talking that Imam Ali came and Jibra'il stood up, and then Jibra'il told the Prophet that why did he stood up in the respect of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib. Why? Because Imam Ali was his teacher. Imam Ali was his master. Now, the same story continues, historical proof. Now, Prophet asked Jibra'il a lovely question. Prophet said, "Oh Jibra'il, how old are you?" A lovely question. What do you think? How old is Jibra'il? 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 1,000 years, 20,000 years, 24,000 years? You start thinking. Prophet is asking, "Oh Jibra'il, how old are you?" You know, everybody start thinking how old Jibra'il is. Now Jibra'il is answering. Jibra'il is saying, "Ya Rasulullah, najmun yatla'u kulla thalathina alfa sanatin marratan wahidatan." Ya Rasulullah, there is a star which appears just once in 30,000 years. Lovely. Now pay attention. What is the age of Jibra'il? Jibra'il is saying, there's one star which appears just once in 30,000 years. وَأَنَا رَأَيْتُهَا ثَلَاثِينَ أَلْفَ مَرَّةٍ. And I have seen that star 30,000 times. Now what is the age of Jibra'il? 30,000 times 30,000. Now what is the result? That is the age of Jibra'il. If you have calculator here, just calculate it. نَجْمٌ يَطْلَعُ كُلَّ ثَلَاثِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ مَرَّةً وَاحِدَةً وَأَنَا رَأَيْتُهَا ثَلَاثِينَ أَلْفَ مَرَّةٍ. There is a star which appeared just once in 30,000 years, and I have seen that star 30,000 times. Now Rasulullah asked, "Oh Jibra'il, if you again see that star, will you recognize him?" Jibra'il said, "How could I not recognize that star which I have seen him 30,000 times?" Now Prophet looks towards Ali ibn Abi Talib, and Prophet said to Ali ibn Abi Talib, "Ya Ali, remove your imamah from your forehead." And Imam Ali removed his imamah from his forehead. And then Jibra'il saw the same nur of a star from the forehead of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib. This is Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib. Jibra'il used to think it is a star in the skies. Rather, it was the nur of forehead of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib. Salat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. And every day we are seeking help for Imam Ali. Ya Ali, we want to live a good life. Help us. What should we do to live a good life? So Imam Ali is teaching us, change your bad habits. Prophet is teaching us, just change your bad habits. And if you just, you know, pay attention, every day we are trying to mention some historical proofs, some stories which are showing us that if you change your bad habit, you can save yourself and others. A man came to Prophet and he said, "Ya Rasulullah, give me advice. Teach me something." Prophet said, "La taghdib." Don't get angry. Don't get angry. He said, "Ya Rasulullah, tell me something else." Again, Prophet said, "La taghdib." Don't get angry. You know, most of the time we think, you know, this is, you know, very little. We want to know more. Oh, this is enough. Not enough. I want more. So the man said, "Ya Rasulullah, this is just one sentence. Teach me something more than this." Again, Prophet said, "La taghdib." According to narration, three times Prophet said, "Don't get angry, don't get angry, don't get angry." The man said, "Okay, thank you, Ya Rasulullah," he went. And then he went back to his nation. It's, you know, the story of 1,400 years ago. And at that time, you know, that the Arabs of that time, they used to get angry on a very little point. And then they used to fight for years, and they used to kill thousands of people just because of very, very minor thing. Now, he was the Arab of that time. He went back to his nation, And when he reached back to his city, to his village, to his nation, he saw that there is a very, very big quarrel between two nations, his nation and the opposite nation and the other nation. He got angry and he was the leader of the nation. He got angry and he said, let's go and fight with other nation. They all came in front of each other to fight each with each other, to kill each other. Now suddenly he remember, what did he remember? The saying of Prophet. What did Prophet said? Don't get angry. La taghdib. Suddenly he stopped. He said, oh people, please, please pay attention. What is the benefit of fighting with each other? What is the benefit of killing each other? Let's talk. And after talking with each other, they left fighting. And look, just controlling on one bad habit, what happened? So many lives were saved. Same thing. Today, if we control our bad habits, just the bad habit of anger, we can save ourselves from lot of problems. And remember, just one bad habit, if you just have one bad habit, that can destroy your whole life. This is the story of a great alim. A very big alim passed away. And one of his fans saw him in his dream. He saw that alim is in a very big place. He's in a paradise. The fan got happy. He said, oh, that's good. Malana, I'm very happy that you are in such a good place. You are in a paradise. I'm happy to see you in such a good place. But the scholar said, you know, I'm not happy here. Just imagine, the Maulana, the scholar, was in such a good place, like paradise. He had everything he needed, but he's saying, I'm not happy. Why? The fan asked the scholar, why are you unhappy? He said, actually, there is a scorpion. Every day in the morning, it comes and bites my feet. And the pain of that bite remains in my feet till the next day. And again the next day, the scorpion comes and bites my feet. And again the pain remains continuously. You think I'm in a good place, but I'm not in a good place. The man said, you are an alim, you are a scholar, and now at the moment you are in paradise because you didn't have any sins. He said, you are right. I am alim, I'm in a good place, but I had one bad habit. And because of that one bad habit, the scorpion is biting me and I'm in the pain. Oh scholar, what was your bad habit? The scholar said, my bad habit was this. That, you know, when I was alive, I used to, for example, buy some potatoes, some onions from a shop, or I used to buy some clothes from somebody, or I used to borrow some money from somebody. I used to return it, but sometimes not complete. Sometimes I used to return it too late to them, because it's wajib when you borrow anything from somebody, you have to return it back completely on its own time. For example, I want $10. I'll say, Abbas, give me $10. I'll return you tomorrow. And if I don't return you, or if I just return $9, even if I just return $9.99, I'm a sinner. Now this alim is saying, this scholar is saying, I had the bad habit of negligence. I was negligent. I used to get money, and sometimes I used to return completely, sometimes I used to return, you know, 1 cent less than what I was supposed to return. This was my bad habit. But you know, I used to every time return. But once what happened, my shoes were torn. I went to a shoemaker and I asked him to just make my shoes. So he said, my money please. I told him, okay, I'll give you later on, because this was my bad habit. You know, I used to give the money later. So the shoemaker said, okay, no problem. Later on, I'll get it from the alim. Now what happened? Alim is saying, I passed away, I died. And I did not write in my will, in my wasiyat, that I had to pay something to this shoemaker. How much was it? Maybe $2, maybe $3? You know, just making a shoe, how much does he charge? Nothing, just a little bit. He said, I did not tell my children, I did not tell my family, I did not tell my relatives that I was supposed to give some money to him. I died. And now, because I did not pay $2 or $3, the scorpion is coming and biting my feet. Now everybody think, how many times happens to you? We say, oh, it's just 2 cents, no problem. It's a lovely story. Before I continue this story, I'm opening another story. A man in London went, he wanted to go to the downtown. He asked a taxi. He said, I want to go to the downtown. The taxi driver was a Christian. Now what happened? This Muslim guy sat in his taxi and he gave, for example, the driver said it's £5.55. So the man was thinking, the man who sat in the taxi, he was thinking, should I give, you know, 55 cent or 55 penny? It's, you know, nothing. First he was thinking, should I give or should I not give? Then he suddenly went and he gave £5.55, 55 penny. So now that driver said, oh, this is good. I thought you might just ignore and say, oh, 5 penny is nothing or 55 penny is nothing, you might don't pay. But you have paid, and just because of this good action, that man was attracted to Islam. And he said, oh, now I can find out that, you know, Islam is a good religion. So even 1 penny or 2 penny or 1 cent or 2 cent, you have to return it back. Now this alim said, I didn't pay his money, and that's why the scorpion is biting me, just because of one bad habit. Now the man, the fan who was looking this dream, who saw this alim in his dream, he went and he asked from that shoemaker, and the shoemaker said, yes, that's right. This was the problem. The alim did not pay my money back. And I didn't ask Allah to punish him. Just I said, oh my God, I didn't get my money back. And he is being punished. Allah Akbar. No? Just one bad habit and you could be destroyed. One bad habit, you could be demolished. And just one good habit, as you've heard, the control on anger, the lives of so many people were saved. Now yesterday we were talking, what are the hindrances? I want to change myself. I want to change my life. What are the hindrances? What thing is stopping me? Anybody will tell me? You know, you are forgetting the speeches. Yesterday we talked, the biggest hindrance is internal. And that is your belief. Whatever you believe, with conviction and confidence, that becomes your reality. If you believe that this is going to be done, it will be. And if you believe that you cannot do this thing, then you cannot do. So now if you believe that, oh, I cannot change my bad habits, then you cannot change. But if you say, no, yes, I can change my bad habits, then you are easily able to change your bad habits. So now here, there's a lovely point in belief. That belief is such a powerful thing in your life, that even the effect of medicine on your body is because of your belief. It's a lovely point. You know, mostly when you use the medicine, the drugs, the tablet or syrup, any medicine, we think the medicine itself is affecting on our body. But there is a new research. The research has been done in Harvard University. What is that research informing us? The research is informing us that the effect of drugs, the effect of medicine is less on your body than your belief. There was an experiment done in Harvard University. 100 medical students, they participated in this experiment. 50 of them group A, 50 of them group B. Now group A were given a medicine which they were told, this medicine will make you sleep. While the chemical reaction of that medicine was exactly opposite of that. Means that medicine was to keep them awake. And group B were given the other medicine and they were told, this will keep you awake. While the chemical reaction was exactly opposite, the medicine was to make them sleep. But they were told, group A were told, this will make you sleep, this will make you awake. The group B were told, this will make you sleep. So just because what they were told, just because of their belief, most of them just were reacting like they were believing. It's a lovely point. You know, the drug, the effect was exactly opposite what they were told. But they were just reacting as they were believing, as they were thinking. This is a very lovely point. So now belief is such a powerful thing that it can affect on our body. So if we just believe that we cannot change, means really we cannot change. And if you believe, yes, I can change myself, any bad habit. Just imagine the bad habits which you have or which you think that you have. And just decide that, yes, I will leave my bad habits. And inshallah, by the help of Imam Hussein, you can leave your bad habits. Inshallah. You know, these days and these nights are to change yourself. Are to change your bad habits. Are to change your bad character. Are to change your bad actions. If we don't change ourselves in these days, in these nights, so when should we change ourselves? And now, we inshallah will go to Urdu speech. But before we go to Urdu speech, as like usual, brothers will come and collect the hadiah from you for masjid and for the mosque. And here, they today asked me to talk with you that what is the sawab of charity, what is the sawab of helping two more, four mosques, and for helping building a mosque or helping for Imam Barga and Majalis and these things. So please recite Salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.